All right, Jeremy, hold on to your butts.
I'm such a nice surprise that you asked me to go get food, dude. You usually don't do this.
Just put your seatbelt on, buddy. Just put your seatbelt on.
I never wear a seatbelt, dude. Mike, you're passing it.
What?
Mike, you're passing it.
I'm not passing anything.
What do you mean?
He's right up there, Jimmy.
Who's right up
He's
there?
He's right up there. The podcast we gotta steal.
I fucking knew this was about a podcast, Mike. You never asked me to go out anywhere.
Jeremy, he does his podcast in the basement, and I've thought about it. We can't get into the basement. We have to catch him on the way to the basement.
And damn it.
My intel tells me he's doing the episode in his car right now.
So what are we gonna do? Fucking pit maneuver him and take his podcast?
Jeremy, he's in that blue car. Hold on to your butts again.
Hey, here we are once again with another episode. This week we have a special guest on. He's from Indiana, and he likes to smoke cigars and have a little bit of fun smoking cigars and having whiskey.
Ah, Mike, slow down! Jesus!
Jeremy, we're locked in! We're locked in!
What do you want me to do about it?
Oh, what the hell? Who the hell are those idiots?
Jeremy,
what the hell do they want?
You gotta jump into his car, Jeremy!
Jump onto his car!
Would
I look like Tom Cruise?
I believe in you!
Oh god, okay. Mike, get closer!
I'm literally up against his vehicle with my vehicle. We're traveling at breakneck speeds!
Here I go! Mike, I'm on the car!
Good! Get the podcast!
Mike, I'm not strong enough for this!
I gotta get these knuckleheads off my car, so I'm gonna swerve into the other lane and see if I can hit somebody head on.
Mike, he's calling us knuckleheads. I'm going in.
Don't do that,
I'm going in.
Hey, this is mine. Get out of my car.
Mike, he's so strong. I got it, Mike.
Right, back into the car.
Mike, no, get closer.
Back
You're
into
going.
My Kia Rio, Jeremy.
Give it back.
Jeremy, I got you! Mike, take my hand!
Hold on!
Jeremy,
never let go!
Michael and Jeremy, still your podcast. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Oh, always
good. It's not like I asked you that an hour and a half ago. So we're stealing Saturday Java with Jason, a coffee time podcast, a podcast to just sit and listen to while you're sipping on some Mocha Joe or whatever people slang terms for. Coffee, bean juice, got that sweet bean juice.
I don't like that.
Right? That creamy bean juice.
I don't like that. Well, that actually made it a little better.
Oh, okay. I like black bean juice.
So do I, historically.
Yes. Well, I'm talking about coffee.
Oh, me too.
You're talking about ladies. But what Jason does is he talks to interesting people, gains insight into these people's lives and all the crazy things they've done or doing or seen or, you know, one day he's going to interview a porn star probably. That'd be an interesting conversation. We haven't done that yet. We need to interview a porn star.
Sure.
But we have Wade. Welcome to the show, Wade.
Hey, Wade.
How you doing today?
Oh, doing good. Oh, you missed your opportunity.
I know. I was...
Oh, there we go.
Wade, you're not a porn star.
Not at all.
No. Oh, just OnlyFans?
I might have to think about it.
Times are getting tough.
It gets tempting. Jeremy told me I could easily just, in shirtless, eating cereal.
Yep. Whitey-tighties.
Yep, diddling my belly button.
There's important things to it, right? Not just anyone can sit down in their underwear. It has to be whitey-tighties. You have to be in the slouch position so your body looks terrible.
Yeah.
And it has to be black and white. and you have to be watching old classic movies that are emotional to you, so you cry every once in a while you're eating the cereal.
Do you want to know who could probably help direct this wonderful film that you described, Jeremy?
Who's that?
Wade. Wade, as one of his accolades, one of his titles, is amateur filmmaker.
Oh, you sent, this is the you sent me videos.
I did.
Yeah, you sent me Wade's videos. I saw some of your stuff today, Wade.
Oh, man, thanks for watching. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
So as you're creating these videos, what's your inspiration? How do you come up with an idea for a video and bring it to life?
So mainly, you know, I watch a lot of, like, you know, Spike Lee, George Lucas, but, you know, mainly I just think about, like, things that I like to talk about. So, like, I'm really big on, like, love and romance, but, like, kind of love more from a perspective that, you know, you should have it for everybody. So, like, what I try to do is I try to center my films more around that, you know, because, like, I feel like it's a lot of negativity in the world. So I try to, you know, create something a little more positive.
Absolutely, and that definitely shows in the videos that we had an opportunity to watch today. Very, very heartfelt stuff.
I want to see the George Lucas Spike Lee Star Wars movie. That'd be hella dope, man. Dude.
Oh man, that would be awesome, man. That'd be like, man. That I feel like that would almost be kind of like the Marvel, how they kind of got the crossover universes.
Yeah. They should have done that instead of the sequels. Dang it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spike Lee. Did he do Snatch?
No. That's Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie, that's right. Thank you, Jeremy.
Completely different people.
I love you. I love you and your brand.
Oh, Jesus.
It's Fermi Ma. Yeah.
Oh, Spike Lee, did he direct The Godfather? That's a great movie. Love that. Love that movie. Isn't he? Spike Lee, isn't that Nicolas Cage's uncle? Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of film humor here, Mike, with me and Wade.
Yeah. Movies are fun.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like, but really one of the movies that really inspired me was really like, you know, The Bronx Tale. Like, that's one of my favorite movies.
Chaz Palminteri.
Yep.
Wow.
Robert De Niro.
Ooh, that's a true story too.
Yeah. And yeah. See, like if you remember that movie, like one of the like main lines in that movie was like, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. So, like, you know, kind of thinking about that movie like that, you know, that always kind of inspired me to use my talents, you know, in many ways, you know.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Actually, Chaz Palminteri has a podcast now.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
We have to steal it.
We have to steal it from him.
Indeed.
Steal it and get weight on.
That's right.
No, I love that idea. I love it.
Oh, I had a question, and then Jeremy said something about someone having a podcast, and then I lost
it. Someone? Chaz Palminteri is not just anyone.
Jeremy Palminteri.
He is The Bronx Tale, Mike.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, so so as you're making, is the main goal right now for you to, like, work your way up to, like, Sundance or some sort of film festival to have a feature-length film to present?
You know what? To be honest with you, it was at one point in time, but I think, you know, I'm kind of more lenient towards doing documentaries now. So, like, ooh, you know, because I feel like a lot of people are trying to be narrative filmmakers. But, like, you know, when I was in film school, I fell in love more so with making documentaries. So, I mean, I would like to end a film festival, but it would have to be me doing, like, a documentary.
And that's a lot of research. That's a lot of prep.
That's filmmaking and journalism.
Yeah, it literally is.
Yeah, I love it. Actually, I'm in the process of making a documentary now about my experience training for pro wrestling too. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a topic that we were going to move on to gracefully.
You said that Wade wears many hats.
He does wear many hats. I'm hoping he doesn't give all the last one away before I get a chance to introduce it.
Just save the best for last.
That's right. But so, yes, amateur wrestling is also a hat that you wear.
Absolutely. Yep. Trained for about 2 years. Loved it. Got a chance to meet a couple of people that used to be in WWE. Trained with a couple of people from AEW. So I thought that was a pretty cool experience, you know.
So you have to have a crazy physique, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
Look, 8-pack.
He's a lean boy.
A lean boy? What are your thoughts what are your thoughts on
I guess everybody kind of, you know, trains a little differently, you know?
Yeah, some of them just eat lots of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, fuck bitches.
Yep. Who's your favorite wrestler currently?
Currently, I would have to say Roman Reigns.
I was going to bring up Roman Reigns. That's the one. That's the guy.
Mine's Mr. Arms.
Mr. Arms?
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't he? He's a legacy wrestler, right? He comes from a long family. Who was his uncle who was also a wrestler?
Fingers McGee.
Fingers McGee, whose rival was Fingers McGillicuddy.
But it was Taco Henry.
How could I forget about Taco Henry?
But you know what? Actually, I got to say Bray Wyatt would have been kind of like on my top list too.
Me and Mike were talking about bringing up a question, and this you're the perfect one to test it out on.
I agree.
Who's better? For your own reasons, Macho Man Randy Savage or Hulk Hogan?
For your own reasons,
I gotta say, to be honest with you, I'll probably go along with Hulk Hogan on
boom!
That.
Boom, boom! Oh, damn Jeremy, it. Back in the wrong horses. Well,
it's a good thing that we're not tallying that one up yet.
This is experimental. This is absolutely experimental.
But Wade, the cream always rises.
Yeah, that's true.
It always rises to the top. If you really think about it, they had the same voice.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
They did.
Nope.
They were sort of similar.
Different,
you know?
Different inflections, Jeremy, nope. But the same voice. Hey, brother.
What? Was that Taco Henry?
Yep. Classic Taco Henry.
Classic Taco Henry. You sound just like him.
But you know, out of the old school wrestlers, I kind of like Dusty Rhodes' kind of character. I think he brought a little more style to it, you know.
Jeremy, you love because, Mankind.
Oh man, Mick Foley was the best because like he had a whole bunch of different characters going on. I loved it.
Yeah,
I liked Iron Sheik because he would fuck you to make you humble. That's my favorite wrestler. He just recently died. Okay. Rest in peace, Sheik.
Yeah, they go too quick.
He was pretty old for all the cocaine that he did.
Wade, why are these wrestlers dying so young?
I mean, it could be drug usage, you know. It could be a lot of things, you know. You never really know, man. You know, I just like, you know, I feel like if you're going to train for it, just try to do everything the natural way, you know.
I can't believe Ric Flair is still alive.
And he's doing the workout stuff.
Yeah, he's on a lot of testosterone, a lot of TRT.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is it the steroids that make his wiener small? He's got to take testosterone.
You think Ric Flair has a small penis?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy.
Wade, do you think Ric Flair has a small penis?
Honestly, I don't think I want to know.
It's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
It actually kind of looks like Hulk Hogan, if you look at it the right way. He squints a little bit.
So, as you begin, going into this adventure into wrestling, like how do you see yourself progressing through the? Is it a hobby for you? Do you plan on turning it into a career?
Yeah. Well, honestly, for me, I'm actually glad you brought that up because that's a great question. Like for me, it's more of a hobby because, like, you know, getting into it, like, really the reason why I got into it was because I wanted to make a documentary about it. Mm. And so in the process of me trying to make a documentary, I was invited by a guy by the name of Steve Boss. He kind of wrestled on the indie scene. He did a little run with WWE when it was called WWF at the time. But he opened up the doors for me and a friend of mine to train. So we just kind of went from there. But like I said, I did it as a hobby. Like some of the other guys, they're doing it like as a career full time, going from city to city. I kind of didn't want that because I'm like, you know, I'm more of a filmmaker. So it's like, you know, it's a nice experience, but I don't think it's something I would devote my life to, you know?
Okay. So you're like the actor that goes and hangs out with Buddhist monks for like a month to kind of get an understanding of how they talk and move.
Just Daniel Wade.
Daniel Wade Lewis.
Daniel Wade Lewis.
I mean, but hey, you know, if I ever get big enough to the point where you know, I get a little run with WWE or something like that, like I'm not gonna say I wouldn't take it. You know.
Yeah, understandable. Have you gotten your ass beat up a bunch as you're training for these wrestling things? Is it the theatrics, like the theatrical aspect of it, or is this we've been comparing this to like WWE and stuff like that? So I'd imagine like there's theatrics involved. You know, you go with the flow of the movement to make it look real and to put on a good show, and that's what you're learning when you're going to these I don't know if they're classes or how you describe it, but when you go to do wrestling, someone's there teaching you how to do it. And is that covered?
Yeah, it actually is, and it actually surprised me because, like, you know, I had never knew that they actually had like schools that train people for that. Like, I thought, like, you know, maybe you know, you just go to WWE or, you know, somewhere like that. But then come to find out, like, it's almost like most cities have, like, these indie promotions. And a lot of times in these little indie promotions, you'll find a lot of the people, like, that you used to watch on TV. Like, I know, like, Rikishi. I think he has a school, like, out in California. I think he got one, like, in the Florida area, too, or something like that. But I mean, they're kind of like all over the place, to be honest with you. A lot of the people that we watch on television, like a lot of them had trained at some of these indie promotions.
Oh, sure. Yeah, everyone's got to start somewhere, and it doesn't matter, you know, especially for wrestling. So is one of the things that they teach you, it's like, okay, you've been kicked in the balls. This is how you react.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so they teach you, like, you know, like certain moves, like certain moves you will flop up, some moves you will flop down. Like, it's like they basically, you know, teach you how to take bumps, pretty much, you know, because in order for you to, you know, go out there and work, because it is entertainment. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, kind of like, well, you know, we don't want to say it's not real, but I mean, you know, I see no shame in calling it entertainment because that's what it is, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It's like NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's all entertainment.
Say, all entertainment. but the one thing that I respect about the pro wrestling industry is this: look, at least it acknowledges that it's scripted.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't for a very long time.
Yeah, most definitely. Because, I mean, what happens if, you know, being a child back then growing up, right, you know, you just happen to go out and you see Triple H and Kurt Angle has a rivalry, then you run into them somewhere and you see them hanging out together. Come on, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, people root for wrestlers like they do, you know, for like their favorite team. You know, bringing up the NFL again, you know, everyone's a diehard Dallas fan or diehard Stone Cold Steve Austin fan, and wrestling to me is dinner theater. It's like going to the Pirates, you know, dinner show where you watch everyone gets put in a section and you're in charge of rooting for the Yellow Pirate. And then you're rooting for the Yellow Pirate. He's going through all of his things. And then by the end of it, there's a script where the Blue Pirate wins this time.
Yeah.
Well, that's what wrestling is.
That's the comparison I'm making.
Did they did they teach you how to hold razor blades in your mouth between your gums and your lip so you can cut yourself?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, I think they don't do that anymore.
Is that a thing?
But back in the day, they used to do that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a really cool experience. Like, you know, I still go from time to time, but like I said, like, to me, you know, it's more of a hobby. And I think that's like the great thing about it, right? Like, you know, you get into something and you explore it, you kind of see how it's like. And it's like, when you kind of see how it really is versus what you grew up with, you're like, you know, wow, like, you know, these people really put their bodies on the line. And like, I'm like, you know, as much as I love wrestling, I love training, you know, I don't think I would want to pursue this as a career, but I mean, it's nice to, you know, have the experience, though, you know?
It sounds like it's good to have the experience. It sounds like it's a good way to be active. You know, there's a lot of county rugby groups. People play rugby just to play rugby, you know?
I think that's also, like, to me, like, one of the things, like, that I feel like that people have you know, well, I'm not going to say people have to do anything, but I think that one thing that it helped me realize training was like, you know, just because maybe you just want to do something as a hobby. Like, you know, there are some people that want to go all the way with it, but like I try to tell people, like, you know, you gotta do what you're passionate about and you got to do it the way that you desire. I think when you do things that way, like, I feel like you enjoy it more, you know? Because sometimes, like, I feel like if a person going to it with the wrong mindset, like, I can see how a person could easily get burned out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My buddy just started Taekwondo. He's, you know, he's older than I am. He's like 38. 30. Nope, he's not 78. Yeah, I'm going to start throwing these youngins around, show who's boss. Ooh.
Mike, put this apple on your head. I'm going to kick it off.
Yeah. I shit my pants.
I got my brown belt.
You guys should actually take up voice acting. I mean, you know, it seems like you'd be pretty good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so Mike does it. He's a voice actor.
Sort of.
It's whatever.
I'm an amateur voice actor.
Mike, when did you decide to be an amateur gay voice actor?
About a year ago. About a year ago.
When the wife left.
That's right.
I decided to pursue my dream.
Men are far less complicated.
Mike's not gay, by the way.
It's true.
Well, sometimes.
Not gay at all.
What's your sex life like?
Yeah, you get that
straight.
No, I don't care who you're fucking. Are you fucking?
Yeah, I got a wife.
There you go.
There he goes.
Me too.
I was about to say, I was like, you'd have the most wild dating profile that anyone has ever seen.
Big Bertha, the wrestler.
I got my fingers in a lot of pies. All right, so with the wrestling...
What was your wrestling name?
Yes.
It was the Million Dollar Mortician.
The Million Dollar Mortician, which is now a segue. Because
you're putting him in 6 feet under?
Well, not necessarily. Like, I'm more like if the right opportunity comes along. Because you know what? To be honest with you, you know, like, to keep it 100 with you all, like, I feel like it's like, whatever you do, right... Once you kind of learn the logistics of a thing, because, like, I feel like a lot of times people have these dreams, and a lot of times, like, if you don't really set some type of intention for your goal, like, other people may try to kind of hold you back. But if you kind of understand, like, what route you want to take, I feel like, you know, you got a better chance at achieving it. So, like, I'm not going to say the Million Dollar Mortician is gone per se, but, you know... I think if he comes back, it's going to have to be more maybe like on a bigger scale, you know?
Yeah.
Were you a heel or a baby face?
I was training to be, believe it or not, I was training to actually be a heel. Like, I don't really care to be a baby face.
That's okay. A real fucking question? Like, yeah. That's a legit question?
It's wrestling.
That's fuck.
Yep.
What
he
does
was
it mean?
Be the heel. Yeah. He was going to be Macho Man to Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's going to be the heel,
baby
the bad
face?
Guy.
What is
the good guy?
Oh, baby face is a good guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know, and you know what kind of made me want to be heel is, like, you know, good thing Roman Reigns came up, because I was watching SmackDown with my cousins a while back. And when I saw Roman Reigns in the ring, like, get like all the people was booing him and everything, I'm like, yeah, I think I would love to be a heel.
The heels have more fun, that's for sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's like girls.
But you know what? Things are so different now. Like, sometimes you have people rooting for the heels now. So, like wrestling has changed so much. It's amazing.
So the mortician aspect of your title, does that have anything to do with what you may also do as a third thing?
You're an actual mortician?
Absolutely.
He's a mortician. So when you're wrestling, you're like, I'm going to put you in the ground, and we got plots starting at $29.99.
Well, you know what? But that's kind of funny, too, because, like, I remember when I used to go to wrestling practice, right, and I would come in, and everybody would be so serious and, oh, man, and everything, and I walk in, and they're like, what are you smiling for? I'm like, well, do you know why I just left? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? I'm not gonna come in here all sour, like, you know, hey, I got a reason to live, man. Come on.
it has to be brutal. You have a very morbid job.
I guess I should have asked about the sex life after I found out he was a mortician. Far more interesting.
It's very active. Oh, do you have a wife? No. Jeremy did want to know how much you practice your wrestling at your day job.
Very, very little.
Very little. Okay, so some. That's a joke.
Just the corpse comes in, it's still got gas coming out of it. You give it the old people's elbow.
No,
yeah, did you have a signature move?
Actually, yeah, it was actually like it was actually a rolling DDT that I called the death roll.
That's dope. Mike doesn't know what that
and
is.
I actually got it from the Crocodile, actually. You know, kind of like how when they catch their prey, they do the death roll in the water.
Yeah.
I just took a rolling DT and just called it the death roll.
Nice. See, based on how you said it, I thought you said deaf roll, like as in what,
like
hearing,
deaf, like deaf jam? Deaf? Like Def yeah, Jam?
Like comedy Def Jam?
I could call it that too, but no, it's like the death roll, like the crocodile. When he catches prey, he do like the death roll in the water.
Yeah, the death roll.
Yeah.
Wow, Mike.
It's funny. I mean, it's a great move. So are you creating the move and then teaching somebody how to roll with it?
So basically what happens is, like, if you have a match with somebody, right, a lot of times what they'll do, you'll practice with the person, but a lot of times with the move, but this is the funny thing about it. My experience from the promotion is like this, like, everybody don't always get to pick their moves. Sometimes the moves are given to you, but
sometimes,
like,
the
I
moves
said,
pick you, yeah.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so you got it. So something, cause like, hey, everybody can't do every move. You'll be surprised. Like, some people can't, you know, even do certain things, but that's the genius of like training and, you know, just learning what works for you. Cause everybody's different, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jeremy's way more versed in wrestling than I am.
When it comes to female wrestlers, which one did you jack off more to, China or Paige?
I don't think neither one, to be honest, but I gotta say, like, one of the female wrestlers that I really admired growing up was like Jazz. You remember Melina, that was with Eminem?
Yes.
Johnny Nitro and Joey Mercury.
Hell yeah.
China's boobs looked like they were glued on.
Did you all ever watch the documentary on China?
I have not. I have not watched it.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty good.
China. Dead people, Wade. That's something you do. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I've been in the funeral business for 13 years, actually. I actually went to mortuary school before I went to film school. And I started in high school. Winning, you know, wasn't afraid to do it, so I was doing it ever since. But I mean, you know, it's a pretty cool business. Like, I feel like for me, it actually teaches you, like, to really, like, not take life for granted and actually, like, just pursue your dreams, you know. And I like that you all have a sense of humor. I think that, like, laughter and joy is a great thing, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because working there, it really makes you, like, really look at life realistically. And, like, you know, just, I feel like it gives you a more uplifting perspective, in my opinion.
Do you have any, like, mortuary jokes that you guys tell?
I mean, I don't know that I don't know if you would necessarily call them jokes, but I mean, they do have, like, little sayings, you know.
Do tell.
You know, like. Yeah. I know, like, a few morticians, like I know sometimes one of the jokes, you know, that the morticians use a lot, like, if somebody say, well, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, they say, hey, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Do they ever wheel somebody in and you're like, damn, that's a small penis?
No,
like, poor guy.
I don't really look that much into it.
Yeah, that's smart. It takes a special kind of person to do what you do.
But Mike, on the flip side, when someone comes in and you go, damn, that's a big penis.
Look at that hog.
Holy shit. Like, you can't look away from it for a second.
I mean, you know, they have like little procedures concerning things like that, though, you know.
Wait, they take the penis off?
No, I mean, hey, you treat the person with dignity and respect. You always keep those type of areas covered. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Understand. They are people. They are people.
Yeah. That's just out of respect. You know.
Well, Wade, if I ever come through on your table, feel free to take a look.
Oh man.
And you know what, Wade? You can take my mouth and you can move it around and make me say silly things.
You practice your stone cold stutter on me as much as you want, Wade, and I'll be smiling down from heaven.
You can take my finger and shove it right up my own nose.
Oh, I got in a motorcycle accident. My name's Michael.
I'm never going to get on a motorcycle. Hey, everybody. It's Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week. It's The Decline. And if you go to precords.com, that's precords.com, you can pick up a repressing of their vinyl album, Flash Gordon Ramsay Street. We used a song off of that album today. The song is called It Was Always You. From that album, go pick it up, check it out, add it to your collection, you weird hippie. Well, go to dungeonstudios.co. We're brought to you by them, Dungeon Studios, and their website. You can go there to get modules for D&D modules. You nerd, go get drunk and play D&D with your friends. Drop some acid, play some D&D, blow fireballs, yay! All right, I love you. Bye.
But the stuff you see, man, it'll just make you just really want to enjoy life, you know?
I bet, 100% I bet. I could never do that. Well, I do not possess the constitution to do what you do. And my hat's off to you for doing that type of work, because it needs to be done. And it's glad to know that there's somebody who, like, cares doing stuff like
absolutely.
That. Because you always want to make sure that if you lose, jokes aside, if you lose a loved one, and that person has to go to a place to get, depending on if you want to do like an open casket, you know, I'm sure you deal with making everything look nice and presentable and, as good as you can, depending on the state of the person. And I'm sure that takes a lot of problem solving sometimes, but, you know, with grace and care. So jokes aside, that's a very, very tough job, and my hat's off to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, you know, I feel like whatever you do in life, like, it's good to be passionate about what you do, you know? I mean, it don't matter what it is. Like, as long as you got that passion, it'll keep you going.
Absolutely. You can put that towards anything. There's people who work at pizza places that have gotten famous for how well they can sling dough around and do tricks with it. You know, that person's got passion for slinging dough.
Yep, absolutely. And I think, and that's the thing for me, like, I try to tell people, like, whatever you do, like, you know, just don't let anybody or anything destroy your passion for it, you know?
Absolutely.
Who's your favorite mortician?
Are you trying to bring...
Jonathan Davis?
Yeah.
Is it Jonathan Davis?
Well, you know, actually, believe it or not, I had a teacher in mortuary school.
It's a roadhouse thing?
He'll probably love to hear this, but his name is Benjamin Schmitz. Like, he's one of the most liveliest funeral directors I know, man.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, like, you know, you got to meet him.
Well, shout out to him.
Benjamin Schmitz?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fun name.
Shout out Benjamin Schmitz.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you meet a lot of cool people, like, you know, you get to go to like a lot of events where they, you know, show you like different things in the trade, and you meet a lot of people. You meet a lot of cool people, actually.
Jeremy, were you trying to turn this into a roadhouse thing?
Hey, Wade, where do you stand on the Israel-Palestine conflict,
Jeremy?
To be honest with you, I really don't know, to be real.
Good.
It's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
It's a solid answer.
I mean, because, you know, we only know what we see, but I mean, I'm not over there to really see what's going on, so I can't really say, you know?
So you don't have an opinion on Taiwan's plea to be their own country, free from China?
I'm not faulting them.
How can you have an opinion, Jeremy?
That's what we're here to find out.
There's some people hunting dolphins against a beach over in a faraway land. How do you feel about that?
Hey, Mike, do your best impression of a dolphin running away from the villagers trying to stab you with sticks.
I'm like when it comes to things like that, like, I'm not really there, so it's like, I only know what we hear, you know. I feel like there are always good people on both sides, and there might be some bad people on both sides. So sometimes it's kind of hard to take a side when we don't really know, you know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey Wade. So last week we stole a podcast where they write dark poetry, and I wrote a haiku.
He's very proud of it.
Very proud of this. And as a filmmaker, I was wondering...
Very artsy. You have some insight.
I was wondering if this would make a good short film, something you might be interested in, if you want to hear me out.
Sure, go for it.
So here's the haiku. It's called Fateful Feast. Wedding rice on ground. Bird feasts in joy, then skybound. Bursts in silent sound.
It's hauntingly beautiful.
So it's basically a bird that flies over to a bunch of rice that was thrown at a wedding, and then it eats it, and then when it flies away, it explodes, but there's no sound.
Is that anything?
Is that a thing? Am I onto something?
Well, hey, anything can be turned into something creative. You just have to find a way to make it flow together. You'll be surprised.
You're very supportive. I appreciate that.
He is very supportive.
I mean, if you watch a lot of Jordan Peele's movies, right? You know, like, they probably wouldn't make sense to a lot of people, but hey, you know.
Jeremy loves Jordan Peele's movies.
I do, and Mike hates him so much.
I love them, Mike too, and Jeremy Jordan loves Peele. Them.
This is the finest director of our generation.
But anyway,
I'm so glad he took over the Twilight Zone.
Did he?
yeah, he did.
No, oh, yeah. I didn't even know the Twilight Zone was still going.
No one did.
Twilight Zone. Here, there's some strange things happening.
Look, that's a weird Jordan Peele impression.
Look into the Twilight Zone, the zone in between light and dark. It's like the middle part.
All right. Well, that happened.
It was great. It was a great bit. And everyone loved it. Well, we have a very important question that we ask all of our guests. And Jeremy needs a win. So we'll see how you do on this scale.
Gotcha.
All right. For your own... You're a film guy.
Yeah, he went to film school.
Jeremy, this is probably...
I feel like he's going to be on my side.
I think when it comes to that kind of stuff, I think you may have it in the bag.
Because the only, if you went to film school and appreciated film, there's only one answer.
Maybe, but he's a man. He's a learned man. He's a man of the world. He's seen some shit. He may choose the correct answer. Who is better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone? For your own reasons.
Oh man, that's kind of tough.
Take your time. Take your time. Let it percolate.
But I'm gonna have to go with Stallone on that one.
Yeah, Jeremy needed it. I think we're tied again.
We are tied 5-5.
Yep. All right. Well, go
please
ahead.
Elaborate.
Yes, please.
Well, because like in my mind, all I can think about is the Rocky movies.
Of course. The National Treasure. Perhaps some of the greatest movies ever written. And who wrote those movies, Mike?
Those movies were not great.
Who wrote Rocky?
Well, Stallone wrote Rocky. All right. And he sold his dog.
Schwarzenegger wrote Terminator, right?
No, of course not.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No. He relied on expert writers, Jeremy. Mm. Good writers to write those movies.
All right. Well, where's his brother?
Whose brother?
Steven Schwarzenegger.
Steve.
Because I know
in jail, Jeremy.
Because I know where Frank Stallone is, topping the charts.
In our hearts.
God, that guy can sing. Actually, Wade, did you know that in the Rocky movies, you know how when he's going through Philadelphia and there's all those guys around the burning trash can singing?
I would have to go back and watch it.
It's in the first couple movies. He knows this group of homeless people that are just outside singing over a trash can, and that's his brother, Frank Stallone. He put his brother in his movies.
Oh man, I gotta go back and look at this scene so I can spot
it. I just imagine a cappella homeless guys. Whoop-a-boo-whoop-a-da-wa.
No, it was Philadelphia, Mike. This was a totally different thing. A shoe up, do it up, do up, shoot it up, do up.
Shblop-a-doo.
Oh man,
I'm telling you, you guys should really look into doing voiceovers. I'm telling you.
We actually wrote a skit earlier.
We did. I want to do it on video so bad. Yeah. But I don't want to tell anybody it's gold. It's comedy gold. No, someone will steal it. I'm not going to tell you, Wade. You're too good. You'll take it for your own.
It's what launches Wade. All of a sudden, Wade's on like Kevin Hart's show.
The hot dog skit.
Get this guy on SNL right now.
Hey, taking people work is what Hollywood is made for, right?
So what was your, going back to filmmaking, since we're delving back into that, so what's your favorite Christmas movie? Mine's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I gotta say, it would probably be Home Alone.
That's classic.
Yeah, I always go back to Home Alone.
Oh, that delirious kid who thinks that he's being, invaded by a bunch of guys that aren't really there because he's delirious at being home alone. It's all in his mind. You remember the Or Is It heist?
Podcast? Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what they were talking about, how, the Or Is It of Home Alone is that he's just delirious and he's imagining all these things happening because he's terrified of being home alone.
I was trying to think of my favorite Christmas movie. How the Grinch Fucked Christmas.
How the Grinch Fucked Christmas?
Yeah, I saw it on Pornhub. He's dressed up as the Grinch and he fucks an adult Cindy Lou Who.
I guess that classifies as a film.
And he's holding a mistletoe over her head. But it's really weird because he's in the full Grinch outfit, but it's a black guy. And his dick isn't green. It's just normal colors. So it doesn't really work with the color scheme of the costume.
Wait, did they do green face on him?
He had a green face.
He had a green face. Oh my God. Jeremy, what the fuck, dude?
It's 30 minutes long, but I've only gotten through 6 minutes.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's on Pornhub.
No, but I'm saying, would that classify as a movie? A movie?
It was filmed and it's Christmas.
I guess. Wait, is there a limit of time to make it a movie? Like, it can't be a movie if it's less than an hour.
Well, not necessarily, because it can be 1 minute and it can be considered a movie. It's just, it would be classified as a short film, though.
Yeah. Oh, Kung Fury. That's like a 35-minute. I would absolutely classify that as a movie. So if I would classify Kung Fury as a movie, then a 35-minute porn would also be a movie, I guess.
The acting was really good.
Was it?
Believable. I felt like I was there.
I'm going to stuff your shocking.
Is that what the Grinch sounds like?
Yep.
Here, do your best impression of the Grinch.
Okay.
Fucking on Christmas. Are you ready?
Hold on, Jeremy.
Get yourself together. You ready? Sounds oddly like the ghost of Bigfoot.
It does. It really does.
Oh my God. Well,
we've had fun here today.
Thanks for joining us, Wade.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, anytime. And if you want to ever get a couple of more pro wrestling buddies of mine, I got you.
Oh, we'd love to have you back on. I'm going to get Mike a little more knowledgeable in wrestling. It's huge, man.
Jeremy
it's...
wants to take over a few wrestling-specific podcasts, and so I have to do some research.
And I'm just a casual...
I'm just a boy.
I just know a little bit about it. And
standing in front of a co-host, asking him to teach me about wrestling.
I'm telling you, you guys gotta start doing voiceovers, man.
he sends it. I can't reach the fucking button. So.
I can do it whenever I want. I'm in control.
Yeah, I gave Jeremy the buttons because it makes him happy.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, we definitely would love to talk to you again. You're, in my opinion, an inspiring guy. You're crushing a bunch of your dreams.
Yeah, man, time waits on nobody, so, make the most of time and don't let it make the most of you.
Absolutely, dude. I think that a lot of people worry about the wrong shit that's going on. I think if more people focused on loving others and building on relationships, I think everyone would be happier and better off. What? Why? I hate you, Jeremy. I hate you.
I don't care about the world.
Take a moment to please plug. Where can people find some of your films? Where can people find some of your... How can people see you wrestle? I don't know how it works. Plug whatever you like. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, you can find my film work on Vimeo. It's Wade Filmmaker 777. So Wade Filmmaker 37s on Vimeo. And then on Instagram, I rarely use Instagram, but if anybody want to hit me up, Wade Simmons on Facebook and Wade Jedi 99 on Instagram. Very huge Star Wars fan, so always on the light side.
It's ironic.
If you had to pick one kyber crystal, which kyber crystal would you pick?
Man, that's a good question.
Is that a real question?
It actually is.
Is Blood Diamond in there?
I'm just...
Can I pick Blood Diamond?
I gotta say I kinda like Mesa Windu's color a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
He
had to fight to get a purple lightsaber.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson had to fight with George Lucas to get a purple lightsaber. Yep. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I remember that. He's like, how about purple? Well, the good guys have, you know, green and blue, and then the bad guys have red. Yeah, but like purple, though.
but you know what? But like, I feel like technically Mace Windu never really lost that fight with Palpatine. Like,
I do.
Know?
I believe he's alive.
Anakin interfered and messed it up, you know?
Yeah, that dude's alive. He can do flips and stuff. I watched Ewan McGregor land on a flying starship out if he fell out of a building. If he could do that, Mace Windu could do anything.
Absolutely.
But you know, I still feel like the only thing that gets me about Disney Star Wars now is like, if Palpatine came back, then he's still not dead, I believe. You know? All them clones, come on.
Yeah, that movie, those movies blow. I love Star Wars. Those movies suck. Bring back Jar Jar.
Oh God. Me so horny.
I wanted to see him be a bad guy, real bad.
Everyone does. Everyone thinks that he's like the mastermind. That's like a huge thing.
That he was supposed to be.
Jar Jar Binks is like a mastermind Sith Lord.
Yeah.
He could be. Look, I mean, but anything I feel like would have been better than kind of like what they did with it. Because like, to me, it's like when I saw Palpatine come back, I'm like, okay, if he got a clone body, then he could just keep coming back. So then he'd never lose.
She goes, call me Rey Skywalker. She met Luke for like 15 minutes. Just took his last name. She's a Palpatine. Oh my God. Call me Rey Skywalker.
Call me Rice?
Yep.
Call me Rice Skywalker.
I was like, you saw that dude for 15 minutes.
And he was mean to you.
And he said he sucked.
He was mad. That's really true.
Yeah, it was bullshit. I hate talking to your brother about it. He's like, they're great, great movies.
Well, we really appreciate having you on the show, Wade. We'll put links into the description to your Vimeo page. Thank you so much for joining us and allowing us some insight into your life and taking the moment to answer our questions. Do you have any questions for us before we let you go?
Absolutely. What got you all into podcasting?
Jeremy left. He came back after years, and I was like, we're doing a podcast.
Pretty much.
That's straight to the point.
And yeah. It's going good, too. It's actually, we've picked up a lot of traction. We're in...
Nice.
We're on the radio in Atlanta. That's my favorite thing.
That is true.
I commend you both for doing something productive and like, you know, doing something that you both love and doing it together, man. It seems like you all doing awesome. So I want to congratulate you all for that.
Well, thanks, Wade.
Oh yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, Jeremy's my cousin, so I've known him my whole life, and you know, it was good getting him back finally. So we wanted to put our hangout sessions to good use, and this is something we wanted to do since we were kids.
Now that's awesome. I really do think that's amazing though, because like I mean I like to see people doing what they love and doing it with the people they love, you know, that means a lot.
Absolutely.
I guess I'll leave you with my Marvin the Martian impersonation, but thank you, Earthlings. It's been real.
Solid. All right. You have a good one, buddy.
See you, bud.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right.
We are Majizzy Pod, MJSYBOD, on all of the things. Meow, meow, meow. You can find us on all the things, the social medias. Go to our Facebook page. Hey, listen.
Guys. I am. I'm listening.
Hey, no, not you, Jeremy.
I'm right here.
You're talking to them just like me.
Oh, hey, everybody, listen up.
Hey, everybody, listen. Shh. Okay, so what I need you to do, especially you, I love our Apple listeners. I love how fast you're growing, and I love all the things that you're doing with your weird iPhones. But one thing that I've noticed. Yeah. And one thing that I've noticed is just you guys aren't hitting that 5 stars on the Apple podcasts.
So, is that important?
It's important to me, you know. And you know, I feel validated in that I'm doing a good job if I get these 5 stars. So just, you know, you got that iPhone, you got that sleek, perfect, beautiful iPhone, right? Just click that 5-star button as you're listening, okay? We have a website, www.majizzypod.com. We have a secondary channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme on Spotify. You can go to our Patreon page, /Majizzypod, or to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme, in which all of our Patreon episodes are listed there as well, all in one spot for you.
Mike, you want to tell the folks what we do on those Patreon episodes?
On those Patreon episodes, they contain interviews with the shows that we steal, sometimes little bits and things and bottles. What am I saying?
like what? What are you putting in the bottles?
I'm putting my dick in that bottle.
Okay. Is that our new merch? I saw we opened up a merch store.
Dick in a bottle.
We're selling stickers, magnets, and now we're going to do dick bottles?
It's got to be a pretty hefty bottle if it's going to take this hog. Anyway.
Well.
Submit your music. We'll play your band and your songs. Submit your music. If you go to our website, you'll see a prompt to submit your music, or you could just email us at uhjyeah@majizzypod.com. We'll promote your band and your music and stuff like that. Links we'll put in the description on people how to find your music.
You know what I'd like to start seeing?
What?
I'd like to start seeing some artwork.
You've said that. You've said that. And yet no one obliges you.
No one cares about little old Jeremy.
No.
If you send in your artwork, Mike will get it tattooed on his body.
That's untrue.
Maybe. Depends on how good it is.
Well.
Might like it.
I do love getting tattoos.
Right.
I've only ever gotten my own artwork except for the Bowser tattoo.
Send me pictures of your artwork and I'll tattoo them on Michael.
What? Is that how
freehand.
It works? Oh, God.
We have a phone number.
We have a phone number? What is that, Jeremy?
I have no idea.
How?
Kids at 0660.
Not 903.
Uh-huh.
2 70.
8.
You forgot it?
28. Start it over.
903. 2 2 8 8 6 7. Fuck, Jeremy.
287.
903-287-0660 is the phone number. Leave a voicemail or a text message. We'll feature it on the show. And we have a playlist, a Majizzy playlist, that features all the bands that we've had on our show. And I think that's it. I think we did it. We're heroes amongst men, Jeremy. We are out there wrestling the dead bodies of life.
No, that's what the last guy did.
Filming them.
That's not us. That's the guy.
Pristine beauty.
That's the guy that we interviewed.
Feasting on their flesh.
I don't think that's what Wade does when he's fucking with the bodies.
No one knows.
Do you think he's ever put his pinky in a belly button?
I don't think so. He seemed very respectful. All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Peace. Bye.
These two maniacs just stole shit from me. One had a peg leg, and one had a pair on his shoulder, and they can't drive to save their life, man. They must think they're in a freaking boat. They're crossing on my side of the lane. They broke into my freaking car. What the hell is up with those? I want to press charges. Those guys shouldn't even have a freaking license. What are they doing? Who gives them a freaking license? Cracker Jack Box?
Excuse me, sir. We are the officer. We are the hooligans that took this man's podcast, but we're here to return it.
Look at the way they look. They should be arrested just for looking like that. They look like homeless men.
Jeremy, when was the last time you even polished your peg leg?
I actually forgot my peg leg today, so I left it in the peg leg shop.
He looks like he works at IHOP. Look at the way he's hopping around.
Yeah, Jeremy. Gimp?
Yeah, I feel like a real knucklehead.
Freaking gimp.
Yep. That's me.
Not Jeremy. Well, anyway, here's your podcast back. No, let's just say no harm, no foul. We've returned your podcast to you. Here it is. Are we safe to go, or do you still want to press charges?
I just want to ask you one question. Did you forget it at home, or is your wife using it at home and you don't want to interrupt her?
Ah, joke's on you. My wife left me.
I see why.
Egg on your face, Jason.
Yeah, you made him look like a real idiot, Mike. Can we go get food now?
Yeah, all right. If you're not going to arrest us, we're going to leave. I want pancakes now.
Gets me every time.
You press the button, I just oblige. I don't know.